You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Feeling what's going on in the world doesn't make sense. I mean, there's so many things I could point to, and if you look at it from a rational point of view, it just can't be, and yet it is. I mean, why in heaven's name are the policymakers of the United States are getting us into war after war after war, and we never either seem to win them or they don't accomplish what they're supposed to? Or, I mean, we look and see what's happening to the American family. We look and see what's happening to our educational system, to the health of our people. None of this makes rational sense. And yet it's happening, and we sort of shake our heads and go on as if, well, that's just the way things are. Well, there is another explanation, and that is because there are people who look at the world differently than you and I do. They seem to have a different world perspective. They have a different world view. And with us this morning is Ray Youngen. And he has spent the last 20 or more years researching what some people used to call the New Age. They have lots of names for it. They don't call it much New Age anymore. They keep changing the name, cosmic consciousness, centering prayer. The secret. Oh, the secret, isn't it wonderful now? We can know the same secret that Leonardo da Vinci knew. We can know the same secret that Victor Hugo and many other world leaders have known down through the ages, that's given them the ability to accomplish great and remarkable things. And we can teach you all about the law of attraction. Well, Ray Youngen has written a book, For Many Shall Come in My Name. We've talked to Ray before. He has another book, which we carry. We carry both of them. This book, For Many Shall Come in My Name, is must reading for anybody who wants to understand these people who have a different perspective. And they have a different perspective because they worship a different God. And people say, well, there's only one God. No, well, there are people who believe that there is another God. There is a force in the universe out there that you can tap into. And if you do, it'll transform your life. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, it will transform your life. But you must understand what it's about and avoid it under all circumstances. Ray, thanks so much for being with us again this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Why don't you just go ahead, you pick up the ball and explain to our listeners what this is and why they must, at the very risk of their eternal salvation, avoid this other God.
Okay, it's kind of a complex thing to explain, just one little setting, but I'll give it a try. Okay, what I wrote about in For Many Shall Come in My Name is that American society and Western society in general is being impacted by this mysticism that formerly was not a part of society. It was very, it's been around for, well, really thousands of years, but even in the United States it was there, you could find it if you really looked for it. But it was very obscure and hidden, and most people had no knowledge of it. In fact, in the initial stages in the 60s and maybe 70s when it started to become more prominent, a lot of people thought it was silly, would make fun of it and didn't believe there was anything serious to it. Well, it started to grow and grow, and it burgeoned in the 80s, and that's when that term New Age, became widely known. And then in the 90s, it kind of dropped that term and became just known as spirituality. And now we're seeing a full-blown flowering of it. You know, it's impacting, you know, like you mentioned, The Secret. You know, The Secret has sold millions of copies, and the book and the DVD both. And a lot of people are, practically everybody has some friend or relative or coworker that is involved in New Age spirituality to some degree. So what we're seeing is a general transformation of, and this isn't just the United States, this is in Great Britain, Germany, Scandinavia, you know, all over the world, you know, in the Western world, Australia, New Zealand, you know, really, really huge increase in mysticism and occultism. And I believe that this has, you know, biblical connotations. You know, that's what I wrote my book about. That basically the book is that, you know, first few chapters explains, you know, what it is, and then it goes on to explain what's going on, like in the business world, educational world, health field, counseling and self-help, entertainment, arts and entertainment, like Harry Potter. You know, a lot of people may think that Harry Potter is just totally fiction, and you know it is. I mean, the stories themselves are fiction, but you can find actual witchcraft, you know, spiritual concepts in certain places. Like was it in the third book, The Prisoner of I never did know how to pronounce that, Azkaban or something like that. One of Harry Potter's classes, the teacher is talking about the classes on divination, and the teacher is talking about we're going to still the conscious mind and tap into the superconscious. Now that is an actual witchcraft term. I mean, here the author J.K. Rowling has left the realm of make believe and is entering the realm of actual, you know, new witchcraft theology. Because if you go to any major chain bookstore, you go to the metaphysics section, you'll find Buckland's Complete Book of Witchcraft, and in there you'll actually find a reference to the superconscious, you know, and that's what is being talked about in this particular portion. So, you know, a lot of people have said, well, Harry Potter, you know, it's just like Wizard of Oz, you know, I mean, there's witchcraft and witches, but there's totally make-believe. There's no theology behind it. Well, in that third book, there is theology. I mean, in The Wizard of Oz, you don't find the Wicked Witch of the West talking about the superconscious, you know?
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ray Young, and of course his book, For Many Shall Come in My Name. And I think it's important for people to realize that we live in a material world. I mean, we go to work, or we see the sky, we see the stars, we can feel things materially. But what Ray is talking about is mysticism. It is an effort to contact another dimension. And people are sort of a sneer at that idea. Another dimension, and yet there is another dimension, a spiritual dimension. If you've ever contemplated the story of UFOs, people who've seen them will tell you they can go 5,000 miles an hour and then make an abrupt right turn, but he can't do that because it defies the laws of physics. And that's absolutely true. It does defy the law of physics, and yet it occurs. It's been witnessed many times. There are over 5,000 certified and researched alien abductions by people on UFOs. Why? Because they're from another dimension. There is another dimension with mediums and diviners and clairvoyants and fortune tellers and astrologers. They tap into this other dimension and get all sorts of amazing things. You can tap into it with a Ouija board, but I suggest you don't do that. But a Ouija board works. The law of attraction, the secret, works. You really can attract to yourself all the things that you really want. Many people can, but of course what you're doing is contacting the dimension where demons dwell, because there really are demonic forces, and just as there is a God, there are these other spiritual forces, and that's what the witches are doing when they cast their spells or when they have their rituals. They're trying to contact the beings from the other dimension. And of course, there are people who are in contact with them. And what is the goal of the people and the beings of the other dimension? Why, they want a one world government. They want a new world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They want a one world leader, and they want your soul. That's all. As incredible as it may be, this movement is sweeping across America today. Would you pick up on that, Ray, and just help people to understand this is not imaginary. It is real. It permeates every aspect of life.
Yes, you mentioned mediums and diviners and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I wanted to emphasize that, before, in times past, things like that were kind of like done by specialists. It was kind of a, rare situation, and maybe there'd be a few individuals who would be involved in occult activities, and normal people would go to them. You might go to a medium or someone who claimed to have psychic powers and, ask questions. And, well, what we're talking about now is where everybody becomes a medium. Everybody becomes a channeler. Everybody develop psychic powers. It's not just you go to somebody who does this, but you become one yourself. And the whole society, you get you said it very well, Dr. Stan, that, the goal is to destroy Christianity or the belief in Christianity, turn people away from the preaching of the cross toward the preaching of the divinity of man, that human beings are actually divine. And what we're seeing is a very successful effort to do that. You mentioned The Secret. Well, in The Secret, it says that you are the great power of the universe. You are the creator of your own reality. You are God on earth, so to speak. And one sees it, you know, all over in the secret. And my research bears this out, you know, that people are being gradually subverted to not having faith in Jesus Christ as a savior, but as a model. And the cross is not seen as something that pays off your sin debt, but just, you know, Jesus is like a martyr, you know, died for his cause. Either that or, excuse me, a symbol of transformation. In other words, it's not it's not something that provides salvation for you, but it's just a, like a metaphor for going from his human self to his divine self. You know, the resurrection after his crucifixion.
But of course, going along with this are the two promises from the book of Genesis, which is why, you know, I'm firmly convinced that the book of Genesis is accurate. But what did the serpent promise Eve? Why, number one, you can become as God, and two, ye shall never die. And they preach, of course, that people don't really die, they just go and come back in another form.
Yeah, reincarnation. That's a common belief in New Age circles. That, you know, karma. You've heard the term karma. That it's based on you know, whatever your deeds are. That's what the word karma actually means: is deeds or acts, works. That it'll determine, you know, your coming back. You know, astrology is another one. Reincarnation, astrology. These all come from Eastern concepts. The entire view of the term New Age comes from astrology, that we're entering the age of Aquarius, where mankind is beginning to attune to these Aquarian energies, and therefore that's why we're seeing such a burgeoning of these concepts and practices, is because the age of Aquarius is bearing down on us, and everybody will be in touch with their higher self or their God self. You know, it's not to be just a small percentage of the population, but, you know, the population in general. You know, we're going to have a society of everyone who's enlightened or has higher consciousness. And we're seeing, you know, a massive effort to bring this about in all these different fields, like in the business world. There's, you mentioned, was it today or, you know, it was last, yesterday, it was yesterday afternoon, you mentioned Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, he's very popular in business circles, and he promotes the idea of what we're talking about here, that, you know, businessmen can improve their abilities by, you know, meditation, and I'm not talking about the kind of meditation where you think about something, but, you know, the type of meditation where you don't think, you know, where you chant a mantra over and over again and empty your mind through repetition and go into altered states of consciousness. Jack Canfield, I believe he was raised with some kind of a Christian background, whether, I can't remember what exactly the denomination was, but he's made reference that he came from some kind of a, you know, a family that had a Christian orientation, and then he became an atheist. He kind of abandoned his family's traditional views, and he went to college, and he learned Eastern meditation in college, and he had a spiritual experience where he felt God was flowing through him, and that set him on his path, and now he's promoting this to the public at large. So, and it seems like people that undergo these transformational experiences become like New Age missionaries. And they want to get everybody else on the bandwagon also. So it's very much like this, you know, like in Christianity, we have the Great Commission, where Christians are encouraged to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, in the New Age, there's like the equivalent of that, where you go out and try to get everybody into meditation, to get in touch with their higher, so-called higher self, which, you know, you and I believe are really deceiving spirits or seducing spirits. And that's why, you know, I sensed your urgency after you read my book. I could tell that you had a real heart for people out there, and it's because you realize that what we're dealing with is seducing spirits. You know, the Christianity is incompatible with the the idea of man as God. If man is truly divine, then you don't need the cross, which is the central focus of Christianity, the preaching of the cross. You know, Paul said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. You know, it's very simple.
And, of course, what most people don't understand is some of our most successful and wealthiest and most powerful businessmen have been into this. Andrew Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, Henry Ford, sitting in the Rockefeller families, which, of course, explains why the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford foundations are always on the wrong side of every political consideration. But people don't understand that many people are into this mysticism. And, of course, they're in contact with the beings from the other dimension who will give them whatever they want. Of course, but in return for that, you must give your very soul, you must transfer your alliance from the God of the Bible to this belief that, you know, by changing your mental outlook, by meditating and entering these altered states of consciousness, then you can contact the beings from the other dimension, and then you become yourself part of God.
Yeah, and some of the channelings that I've read, there's a theme that keeps popping up over and over again, and that is, stay connected to me. You know, stay connected to me. We're talking about, this isn't just people's imagination, because there's like a uniformity and continuity in it. You get the same message, you know, no matter how far back you go, or how far around the world you go. You know, if you go back in history or time, you know, you have people having the same experiences. And if you go around the world, you also have people, you know, like a mystic in Indonesia will have the same experiences as a housewife in Des Moines, Iowa. So there's continuity and uniformity. And that indicates that, you know, it's not just somebody's imagination. It's not just some silly, flight of fancy, that there's actually a second party that's being contacted. And when you realize that, it makes you sit up and kind of take notice and say, wow, you know, this isn't just a bunch of nonsense. There's actually something going on here. And then when you look at how big it is, see, that's it. If this is just some kind of a little, you know, movement, then it wouldn't be that disconcerting. But since it has grown to the proportions it has, I think people need to know about it and understand it. Like, for instance, again, if you go to a big chain bookstore, you know, I won't mention names, but you know what I mean. You'll find, you know, 50, 60 shelves devoted to this subject. You know, it'll say metaphysics, which means beyond the physical world. And many times, not most of the time, the metaphysical section will have the same number of shelves or more as the Christian section. You know, if you count the number of shelves in the Christian section, it'll be, you know, the two will be parallel as far as space goes. Now, if you understand the law of the market, businesses don't devote that many shelves if there's no demand, if people aren't buying these books. So that means it is, at least as far as the, you know, the book buying public goes, that there's as many people buying New Age books as there are buying Christian books.
Well, but of course, there are many Christian bookstores. These techniques are actually being pushed. I mean, the idea of centering prayer,
mm-hmm.
the idea of the emerging church,
yeah.
the idea of Christian mysticism permeates all of Christianity and the Christian sections of these shelves. Unfortunately, it is not Christian, it is anti-Christian. But the average Christian has not been warned about this. But of course, and it's because he's not schooled in the scriptures and doesn't understand the scriptures warn us against being infatuated with this. And we're told to avoid the diviners and the mediums and the fortune tellers and the clairvoyants. And because all of these people, if they're real, are in contact with the other dimension, and they can lead us there. And we see on television the story of the medium, and she's such a nice lady. Her name is Alison DuBois, and she helps the DA catch the bad guys, and who could be against that? But it's patterned after a real story. Allison was real. She did work for the district attorney. She did help him catch the bad guys. This is not imaginary, it's real. They also are trying to catch your soul. We'll be right back with Ray Yeager.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Ray, how can people get in touch with Lighthouse Trails?
Very simple. Just www.lighthousetrails.com. Or they can go into any bookstore and order it.
Okay. Well, we think it's an important book. We want to hope that you'll want to get it and read it and begin to understand what we're up against. And of course, one of the really interesting things that Ray has done is he's taken this phrase, "For many shall come in my name," and which Jesus had said, you know, talking about the end times. And, you know, it points out that certainly many people say, well, yeah, many shall come in my name, and that's Reverend Moon, or Jim Jones, he was a Messiah, or David Koresh, and of course each one of them has to be, you know, a type of Messiah and had large numbers of people following them. But how is your interpretation of that phrase different than others? In other words, what you have suggested is very provocative, very, very thought-provoking.
Well, the two things caused me to you know, reevaluate that verse. Most people, even most scholars, would have had an interpretation that Jesus was warning about Messiah figures who would come in the traditional Jewish sense of the Messiah. In other words, someone would pop up and say, "I am the Messiah," and would expect to be, you know, honored or worshipped or have followers or devotees, you know, etc. And my view was that the key to understanding this is two things. Like I said, one is that in New Age spirituality, the term Christ consciousness is used. Many of your viewers have probably heard that term, Christ consciousness. And what that means, it's like a reinterpretation of Jesus and his message. Okay, they see Jesus as basically being a New Ager. You know, you mentioned Oprah. You know, Oprah believes she's a Christian, but what she means by that is she's a follower of Jesus because he had the Christ consciousness and she has the Christ consciousness. Jesus was a model for demonstrating or displaying someone in touch with their higher self or their inner divinity. So when someone has, you know, when someone is in touch through meditation, mysticism, with their higher self, that makes them a Christ. In other words, in the Jewish sense, you know, we worship Jesus because he was, you know, the Christ or Messiah, but it was like a individual who would, there was only one individual throughout history who would be the Messiah. You know, you didn't have a bunch of them, there's only one. But in New Age spirituality, the term Christ means, well, in Jewish terminology, it means the Anointed One. The Anointed One. And in the Greek, that's Christos, you know, which means the same thing. Well, in New Age terminology, the term Christ means enlightened. You know, in other words, instead of being anointed, you're enlightened. And so someone who is in touch with their higher self has the Christ consciousness, or they are a Christ themselves. So it means something completely different from what it means in Christianity. So the second understanding is the word many there. Jesus said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ." And the word many there is palus, which means a sore number. In other words, a huge number, you know, not like, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, like one would expect for Messiah figures, but like millions upon millions, or tens of millions, perhaps even hundreds of millions, would come saying that they were Christ. And another thing, he said they would come in his name, which means they would use his name in promoting this. And that's what we find in New Age spirituality, that virtually all New Agers point to Jesus as someone that was on their side, that they incorporate him into their view. You know, you don't find anybody that rejects Jesus, but they change his role and his mission. You know, he becomes basically a New Age guru. You know, I believe that that's why I named my book that, "For Many Shall Come in My Name," because they, you know, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And he says, "Take care that no man deceive you, for or because many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Like I said, you know, if it was a traditional Jewish view, of the term Messiah, they wouldn't come in his name. You know, a lot, some people said, well, that means, you know, come under his authority or whatever, but I believe it means they would use his name to deceive people. In other words, they would say, well, this is what, this is what Jesus taught. He was a model for higher consciousness. You know, he was an example, a blueprint, so to speak. And, but, you know, this would suck in many people who think highly, you know, people who attend Christian churches but don't really, have never really believed the gospel or don't really understand the gospel as they should. And so they could be diverted. And this is, I think, what the Apostle Paul meant in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where he said that, you know, right before the day of the Lord, that the church would fall away. He says, that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and then the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So he predicted that, the Apostle Paul predicted that right before the great tribulation, the day of the Lord, that there would be a falling away. And I believe this is, you mentioned, you know, centering prayer, and this is another thing I wrote about in my book. It was centering prayer, and the emerging church, you don't find an emphasis on psychic powers like you do in other aspects of the New Age, but you definitely find the view that everyone is connected to God, that everybody has, you know, a connection to God. You know, you're born connected to God, and there's no way that you could be disconnected to God, which is, you know, the basic premise of New Age spirituality. Henry Nouwen, you know, one of the major leaders in the contemplative prayer movement, said that it was his view to help everybody, his view to help everyone find his or her own way to God, you know, whether it was through Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever. And Thomas Merton, another major figure, said that if we, you know, if humanity knew what we really all were inside, he said the problem would be we'd fall down and worship each other, because at the center of every person is the pure glory of God, and he said it was in everybody. So it would be basically the same as New Age spirituality.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Sydney, is going into the background of this new spirituality. Ray Youngen has written a book, for many shall come in my name. And this is sweeping through the Christian church. People are coming into the church, and they profess to be Christians, but they want to help tell you how to experience God. I mean, what we're talking about is, you know, mystical Christianity, the new music in our churches, the repetition over and over and over again of a phrase is putting your mind into a position where, of course, you can begin to contact the other dimension. This is not imaginary. It is real. And, of course, the other dimension is where the spirit world is, and the spirits are there. They want to be your friends. You can contact your spirit guide. Wouldn't it be nice to have a spirit guide you could talk to and counsel you all the time? But, of course, what you don't understand is that friendly spirit guide is truly a demon. Go ahead, Ray, you pick the story up.
Yes, in my book I talk about, I have a chapter on self-help and counseling. And, you know, a lot of people have heard the term codependent. You've probably heard that term, right?
Sure.
Well, it comes, I don't know if she coined it, but Melody Beattie has been very popular in the field of codependency. She wrote two books, you know, Beyond Codependent No More and Beyond Codependency, and millions of, especially women, bought her books. Funny how the third one came out, Melody Beattie's Guide to the 12 Steps, and she talked about how we build a connection to God by building a connection to ourselves, you know, and this is done through meditation. And she talks about how she had her spiritual awakening smoking pot. You know, she was smoking pot, and all of a sudden the universe, you know, started speaking to her, and she had this mystical experience. And people don't understand that, you know, this, they may think, you know, well, wow, that's quite nutty, but, you know, many people have had mystical experiences through drug use. Shamans in many, you know, third world countries, you know, tribal shamans use drugs to access altered states of consciousness. And, you know, again, you mentioned mysticism, the church, Christianity, increasingly in all its branches, even the more conservative ones, are moving in the direction that, you know, in order to really know God, you have to engage in some kind of a mystical practice, usually, you know, one that parallels New Age practices, like, you know, focusing on the breath or focusing on mantras. And they think if the mantras are Christian, then that makes it okay. Quite frequently, you'll hear the words in Christian churches that we, you know, we need intimacy with God through the silence. And the silence, of course, isn't exterior silence, but mental silence. You know, emptying the mind through repetition, you know, through the chanting of Christian mantras, you know, like, you are my Lord, you know, and you can just say that over and over and over again. And when you look at the people who promote this, you see a connection with Eastern religion. In my book, I have a quote from the book written by Basil Pennington called Centering Prayer, and he talks about how he did centering prayer with this Hindu holy man. And afterwards, you know, Basil Pennington looks at him with this anxious look, like, well, what'd you think? And the Hindu Swami says, you know, that was the most beautiful experience I've ever had. And this is supposed to be Christian centering prayer. This is supposed to be a type of prayer that puts you in touch with the God of the Bible. But yet this Hindu holy man had the same experience, which means that they were on the same wavelength, so to speak. And, you know, M. Scott Peck wrote he combined psychology and religion in a book called The Road Less Traveled. And we sold 8 million copies, and especially sold well in, M. Scott Peck said, especially sold well in the Bible Belt, of all places, not liberal bastions like the San Francisco Bay Area or New York City, but, you know, in the Bible Belt. And in it, it says God wants us to become himself or herself or itself. We are growing toward God. God is the goal of evolution. And, you know, like I said, this he wasn't considered some kind of a nut or goofball. He was considered, you know, one of the more prominent thinkers and writers in you know, the last 20, 30 years or so. 8 million copies. I mean, that's a lot of books. Usually, only fiction books sell that well. But The Road Less Traveled was extremely influential with a lot of people who consider themselves profound thinkers.
And most people have no idea what's going on. And, of course, one of the things they stress is the fact that most people will be able to evolve into this higher consciousness. Those people who cannot, meaning fundamentalist Christians who hold to their traditional beliefs, are going to have to be eliminated. And, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about really, truly eliminating them. As they eliminated the Jews in Germany, so as will be here in America. In fact, Barbara Mark Summit, one of the leaders of this whole thing, has said, talking about, you know, the fact that a quarter of the world will have to be eliminated, those who will not evolve to a higher consciousness. And she says in the original text of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, but that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the writers.
Yeah, they definitely talk about, they don't say, you know, we are going to kill people, but they say vague general type references, like, you know, they're going to have to be removed, you know, eliminated, they're going to have to go, you know. In other words, it's not spelled out real clearly how they're going to be eliminated. But, you know, when one looks in the book of Revelation, it talks about those who are martyred for, you know, the witness of Jesus. So you kind of put two and two together. And, you know, you've heard of Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's, you know, again, you know, his books have sold millions and millions of copies, and this God that he's in touch with is a New Age God, which is, you know, a familiar spirit. And this God says that, you know, if you kill somebody, it's doing them a favor.
We're
relieving them of
tonight.
Suffering.
We're out of time, Ray. God bless. Thanks so very much.
Hey, thank you.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there'll be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There really are people out there who have an entirely different worldview, and you ignore this movement at your own peril, because of course they really do intend to kill off other Christians in this, and the if you read the writings of Barbara Mark Summit, which we have their original text of them before they doctored her manuscript, and it was published in book form under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. The Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. There you begin to understand that there really is a different worldview. And so we are in real trouble today because the church is now speaking out. The churches, well, a few of them have warned people to stay away from the secret, but they don't explain in great detail the fact that there is another dimension. Now, you need, of course, to see my talk on the forbidden secret, and I gave it before I'd ever heard of Rhonda Byrne's, but of course we're talking about exactly the same secret, only she thinks it's great, and I point out that it is a one-way trip to eternal damnation. And then we put together a four-tape set, or four-CD set, called The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to understand what this is about. You need to be able to express this. You need to help us sound the warning. You need to be a Paul Revere out there saying, if not the redcoats are coming, but the occultists are here, and they're working many times within our churches. They're here posing as Christians, but with a different message. And the Christ that they talk about is a different Christ. This is why Oprah is one of the most influential women in the world today, is because she's leading people into hell. And this is what it's about. It's not imaginary. There is a spiritual dimension. There are demonic beings. The message of the Bible is true. And you better understand what this is about. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get down on your knees and ask him to come in and take control of your life. And you need to read the Gospel of John. Start reading the Gospel of John. Here is what Christ said about himself. Understand his claims. And then in your own mind, ask yourself, is this really true? Well, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. We fight it on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, financial battlefield, but it's all the same battle. And we're moving rapidly towards World War III. We're moving towards a war with a Muslim world. How soon it's coming, I don't know. But I do know they've invested an awful lot to prepare us for this war. And, of course, what you're seeing in Iraq and why we're staying there, even though the war is lost and was never intended to be won, we could have won it if it sent in enough men, but they didn't want to win the war. They wanted Vietnam all over again. That's what we've got. And nobody has the courage to stand up and say it. And these are courageous young men who are not being allowed to win the war. When you understand that, it all makes sense. You need to get my talk, the one I gave in Colorado, Iraq, the Untold Story. You need to get that with the syllabus, just as you need to get the syllabus for the Forbidden Secret, the Forbidden Secret. And you need to remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And remember, we have a society where we can be free. We are going to lose it unless you are involved helping us get the truth out. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Have a wonderful 4th, and we'll see you on Thursday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Investigators believe the suspects in the attempted terror attacks in London and Glasgow hatched their plot in Britain. Officials say none of the eight people arrested so far is on any American terror watch list. The Pentagon is speeding up production of mine-resistant vehicles to better protect troops in Iraq from roadside bombs. Officials say no specific number of vehicles has been approved, but the initial target is set.